This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model-strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. We've had a couple of texts coming already with their favourite track of 2009. Grant from Melbourne says, "Evening, David and Jade. My song of 2009 is from Wicked, Defying Gravity. I moved to Melbourne to start a new life, so that's how I feel." Oh, that's
that is wonderful. Yeah. Music is so powerful. And like I feel with so many of the songs that we've picked tonight, it could be like 2 or 3 years into the future. Every time I hear that song, it'll probably still take me back to 2009.
We'll remember when we changed our format. We stopped doing shoe swap and the controversy that ensued.
Yeah, you know, people just didn't accept the fact that we were letting go of Shoe Swap.
Yes. And we got all of our content from Twitter.
People didn't like that. But, you know, Madonna had to let go of the cone bra eventually. And Shoe Swap was our cone bra. Now watch what else we can do now.
Okay.
Watch us put on a leotard at age 50, just like Madonna. Because this new format is our leotard. Life can be seen in according to Madonna's discography, trust me. In any case, we've got Damien from Paran messaging in, "Hey, Dave and Jade, sounding good. Enjoy the last show for the year."
Oh, thanks, Damien.
Okay, let's get on to TV because I swear, I haven't watched TV all year since Desperate Housewives finished for the year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's already finished for the year?
Yeah, no, it finished a long
time
ago.
I've actually never seen the Desperate Housewives show, not one of them.
Well, given the caliber of kind of TV shows you watch, Jade, I don't think you'd
I'm not their demographic.
No, you don't want to go there, no.
Okay. So how about we just go through our list and
of 2009 shows that you fancy, yep.
Okay, well, you can't not mention Glee, can you?
Well, you can mention, this is awful. Yeah. We talked about Glee a couple of weeks ago,
And
I still haven't seen it.
We're not going to go into too much detail about Glee. It gets talked about a hell of a lot.
Yeah. But Glee is one of your shows of 2009.
One of my shows is 2009. The other one I'm going to put in there is Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it almost got cancelled and it's back from the brink, everyone. It's back from the brink.
So if you're a fan of, obscure dramedies like Chuck.
Yes.
There's hope for you.
You know, the nerd gets the girl, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nerds rule.
Yep.
Pushing Daisies.
Which, oh my God, this is so strange.
Yeah.
Because you know how, like, when I try to introduce you to some pop artist, it, like, almost certainly fails?
Yes.
Like, you don't pick up on that. But when you introduce, which you bought this for my birthday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very lovely of you. To get me, I think it was season one. It was season one of Pushing Daisies for my birthday. I kind of looked at him like, oh, I remember us talking about this on radio. I finally get to watch it.
Yeah.
So I was watching Pushing Daisies. So, you know, the first night I watched about 2 or 3 episodes and I thought, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Jade knows my style. I'm so happy you picked that for me because I think fans of Desperate Housewives would really like Pushing Daisies.
It's a shame it's already been cancelled.
I know, but I think it's good while it lasted. Now we're past it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one on my list, and I imagine this is probably on yours somewhere, Dave, is 30 Rock.
Yeah, I have very fond memories of 30 Rock, yeah. But that was last year.
Yeah.
You see, I haven't caught up with anything this year.
I overindulge in 30 Rock. That's like my overindulgence. And another thing that I'm about to announce is going to be on my list of 2009 is the American version of The Office. Mm. And the reason is there is one episode of The Office that I believe went to air in the US last year, and I don't know if it's actually gone to air here yet, that is called Stress Relief. And the opening sort of 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes of that show are some of the is like without a doubt one of the funniest 3 to 5 minutes of television I've ever seen in my life.
That's a really big call.
Yeah.
Gee.
It is hilarious.
Wow.
It's like basically that one of the characters does this, you know, does this fake fire to like, and it invokes like hysteria in the office. And it is, oh my God. It's
so
funny.
Do you just watch The Office and go, I can kind of relate to that with your corporate job? Or are the characters slightly different, not as interesting in real life?
I mean, yeah, they're not as interesting in real life. And they're not as like kind of. I guess the characters in The Office are very kind of, you know,
dry sense of humor, don't you think?
Not necessarily even the dry sense of humor, but more about the, they're a bit more kind of charismatic or like weird to like a really kind of hyper weird way. Like most people aren't that kind of.
Most people you work with aren't like that?
Yeah, they're just not too extremes. It's just kind of like you.
Very neutral people.
Yeah.
Ah, so are they your TV shows of
the
year?
Those are my TV shows of the year, Dave. What have you got?
I've actually, this is not to our listeners out there that love Different Strokes for who we are, being complete opposites mm-hmm. of the rainbow spectrum. This is not an urge to merge.
Yes.
But because I watch so little TV, if Jade feeds me anything, I'll probably just.
Are we about to jump the shark?
I already said Pushing Daisies, yeah. But Weeds is another show that you got me into.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like. You'd think that someone like me with a conservative Christian upbringing,
yeah.
very, you know, say no to drugs kind of stuff, that I would be, oh, Weeds, no, I can't watch that. What would Jesus say? But but I actually really liked Weeds. I liked the fact that it was risque.
Yeah.
I liked the characters in it. I love Mary Louise Parker. I honestly don't know what else she's in. I don't remember much.
I was actually watching Boys on the Side, which is a movie that was on in the 90s and it has Whoopi Goldberg and Drew Barrymore in it, as well as Mary Louise Parker, just on the weekend. Mm. And
she's fabulous.
It was very weird, though, to watch her in that role a long time ago and I was just like, oh, God.
She's the lady from Weeds.
Yeah.
But I like the characters and I love the sense of humour. I love the way it's written. It's just so dark and so droll. And you put any sassy black female character in a TV show and I'm all over it. I remember when you let me season one of Weeds, episode mm-hmm. one, which is the pilot, the opening scene had Halia, which is a sassy black lady who's mm-hmm. like a drug mama.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, some of the things she says, it's I'm like, I wish I lived in like a black ghetto neighborhood so I could live with that every day.
Yeah.
I don't think I could just sit there with a straight face if she says, you know, something like, looked you up in the dictionary the other day, saw your face right next to dumbass white bitch. I want to be able to say that to someone.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, that was one of my picks of the year. And one that I'm going to slip into the list is actually one that I never got to watch, mm-hmm. but I always wish I had the opportunity to watch. Like maybe if I had pay TV, or maybe if I was clever enough to illegally download TV series off mm-hmm. the internet. But I really wanted to watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it's like, you know, America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drag queen version of that. Except RuPaul is so much more fierce than Tyra Banks.
Really?
Yeah. It just looked, from what I could see on YouTube, it was hilarious. Like, you know, people upload bits and pieces. Like one was this drag queen going down this runway and she slipped and she fell. And of course, like all true drag queens, they just keep working it.
Bounce back up,
made it look like it was part of the routine. Her weave didn't even move. And the funniest thing was, because with America's Next Top Model, it can be bitchy sometimes. Like, there will be one bitchy judge. With this one, it seems to be like the whole panel.
They're all bitchy.
Yeah, they're all bitchy. So there was one drag queen on the show. I saw this on YouTube that she pretty much walked out with like five or six different hair extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So she looked like an animal, and she had like a big fur coat and a leopard cat suit underneath. So as soon as she walked out, I think it was like RuPaul or something, it was like, well, BB looks like she's carrying all of Africa on her shoulders. It's just really like camp, bitchy, catty one-liners like that I wish I could have watched for a whole series. So maybe it's something for me to chase up. I don't know if it's ever coming on a DVD, but I sure as hell want to watch Drag Race. Oh, so that's our TV of the years.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We just had another text come in. Everyone's texting in their favourite songs of 2009. He said, hey guys, great show as usual. Favourite track of the year is either Bertie Blackman, Black Cats, or Florence and the Machine, Rabbit Heart. Have an awesome last live show, James.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for your SMSs. Keep them coming. If you've got, you know, your song of 2009 already worked out, let us know, because it's always interesting to see what other people are listening to.
Yeah, it's 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. I don't think I could just pick one.
What, a song of the year? It's very hard for me. That's why I have five.
Yeah. But we actually had this discussion during the week where you did this whole thing where I was like, I can't think of anything that came out. And you were like, I've been making a list all year.
Yeah. Look, Jade, you don't have to tell people how dorky I am.
Yeah,
because
right.
every time I come across a song that I go, okay, this is really good stuff. Like, I've been having this on repeat for months. This actually should be a song of the year, because what I do is for 2 years now, this will be a third year in a row now, I've done like a best of the year blog, an end of year blog. I talk about my favorite movies, or
sometimes I get a mention.
Yeah, usually when I say like best radio show of 2009,
it's like
or
Different
eight,
Strokes.
Different Strokes. Oh, not rigged at all. Had nothing to do with that show. But so that's what I do. I keep a list of my favorite songs. But this year I might have to start doing one for the online, because I'm online a lot this year.
Yeah,
I seem to be all over the place. You know, maybe it's you, like being such a, I don't know, clicky influence in my life, that I'm constantly online now. I'm signing up for Tumblr after our show last week. I'm, you know, on Twitter now, and it's all you, I think.
Ah. I'm kind of proud that I'm doing this.
It's like David Lim 2.0. I don't know. Could I be more connected?
I remember it was months ago, actually. I did this whole thing. I did a segment about Web 2.0, and you were like, what? What does Web 2.0 mean?
I'm like, isn't that the internet?
That's why, I don't know if you've noticed that we've still got the modem sound in our intro. We're still on dial-up.
Yeah, it's actually from my home computer. No, it's not. I promise you I'm on cable. Otherwise, I'll never be able to download our podcast. It'll take like a day and a half. But look, if you want to ask me what my like sort of online thing of the year is, it's, there's no specific website or social networking site for me. It's just, for me, I've really jumped onto the idea of blogs this year. You know, I stopped blogging for a while because I didn't have time. But then I found the passion to blog again. And for me, the reason why I'm blogging is because I want to feel like I am still writing.
Yeah.
Okay. Give myself a deadline every Monday, put out a post or something like that. So because I'm involved in writing blogs and all that, I've started observing how other people do their blogs. So I'm a big fan. I follow a lot of people's blogs as well now, just to see what they post about, you know, see how frequently they post, look at the design on their page, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, stuff I like is like Ozpop, who's run by Damian Nicholas, our former Joy presenter here. So he does, it's actually a really good pop music blog, ozpop.net. You know, I like stuff that Petro does as well on Sound Museum, but he's got a radio show and accompanying blog, so that's not so much a blog on its own. But it's just various different websites I go to for fashion and pop music, all the latest stuff in pop music. You know me, Jade.
Yeah.
But I think it's, look, safe to say the year of Twitter.
It is the year of Twitter. I'd be interested to see what it is that you like about Twitter versus what it is I like kind of think of as the most influential thing about Twitter.
I really don't know what it is that makes me love Twitter. I'm not even sure if I'm in love with Twitter or it's this false relationship I'm putting up that I love it, but
I have a love-hate relationship with it, I think.
I think I really detest 140 characters sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very verbose person and I like to be articulate.
Yes.
So it's frustrating.
And I know that you and I both like to have, we both like to use full spellings of things. Mm-hmm. And so I know that that's kind of, you know, you kind of have to cut down your words. I hate that. Yeah. You know.
But it's taught me to write more, it's taught me to exercise brevity.
Yeah.
But one thing I like about Twitter is, really, for the sake of Different Strokes, is good for us because I can post a blog, tiny the link, mm-hmm. and just put it out there. Whenever we have a podcast, the link goes up on my Twitter feed.
Mm.
You know, it's very effective for people that have something to say or people have something to promote to do so.
Well, I think for our show, I know this is getting a bit like personal and like us getting all egotistical a bit in a way to talk about this. But for our show this year, we've actually had a lot more response from people like engaging with our show through Twitter than we've had with anything else before. So it's been interesting. I mean, we have a substantial amount of people who are downloading our podcasts a week per week, but we don't necessarily get feedback from those people. We don't necessarily hear from those people, and so it's been interesting to have people sort of saying, "Oh, I was listening to this," and you know, and actually sort of engaging in the things that we're saying, and even stuff that happens outside of the show.
Yeah. Because what Jade and I like to do is, I mean, on Twitter, we like to sometimes discuss what we want to do an upcoming show. So if you're, you know, like if you're after a scoop on what we're doing.
If you can't wait till a Wednesday night.
You know, you can follow us on Twitter and, eavesdrop, I guess. But what's really interesting with the whole Twitter thing is Facebook is still stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if anything this year, Facebook is the number one social networking site.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with Twitter is that 60% of the people that sign up to Twitter actually abandon it after a month.
Yes. It's like I was talking about with Tumblr last week, like there's a really low retention rate with Twitter. I mean, the other thing I really like about Twitter, and this is the reason that I use Twitter, is I get like short news bursts out of Twitter. Like, so with the, I like the ability to just to see the tiny link and someone else is getting my news. Like, I'm following people who are interesting to me and have similar interests, and then I go find out stuff because I'm quite busy. I don't have time to be like necessarily consuming and finding out.
I follow the news. I mean, I follow SBS on Twitter, and it's great because they let us know stuff like that. And with citizen journalism as well, which is very much a thing of this decade, people are posting news on Twitter. I mean, if you think about the plane crash in the Hudson River in January this year, the first place that anyone found out about this was on Twitter. You know, somebody filmed it, somebody took pictures and put it on Twitter. Yeah. So it's become very important as a means for people to stay connected with the outside world, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously got that sort of popular, like there's all of that discussion about, you know, popular music and, you know, celebrity and entertainment that goes on. But I think there's also another element to it that is very like, there's some really interesting stuff and it's like an interesting way to get information, I think.
Yeah. So let's look at our top 20 most visited sites of 2009. Obviously not collated by us because we don't count web traffic.
Nope.
But Alexa.com, very reliable website that counts web traffic, ranks Google as the number one most visited site of this year so far.
Are we surprised? No.
No, we're not surprised. It's also number one in Australia, but that's google.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird. Like, do you type .com.au?
No, it does it automatically for you, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Facebook is number two. Number three most visited site of 2009 is Yahoo. My mum has a Yahoo Mail, so she is one of those people, I guess, that goes to that website. YouTube, number four.
Second biggest search engine in the world.
What is Yahoo?
YouTube.
Search engine?
Yeah.
YouTube?
Yeah.
But...
It's the second biggest.
Can it be considered a search engine?
Yeah, because it's got a. You can completely search through.
Hmm. Okay, I didn't know that it would fall under that category.
And it's actually owned by Google. So Google owns the first and second
biggest search engines in the world. Google knows what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I don't know what number five was. Obviously, it wasn't important because I scrapped it.
Yeah.
Not according to our world. Number six, Wikipedia.
Where would Different Strokes be without it?
Oh, where would where would my life be without Wikipedia? I get bored at work sometimes and I just go, Dave, what do you want to look on Wikipedia today in between calls? Let's look up Japanese horror. Let's look up what a ghost is. Supernatural much?
That's my influence too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Number 11, most visited sites of 2009, MySpace.
That's interesting.
Oh, I thought it'd be a lot lower. I mean, yeah. Okay, artists though. Because if you're a pop star, you want to upload your music or your indie band, do it on MySpace.
I think it's I kind of have this thing about, you know, MySpace has dropped off the radar for a lot of people. And I kind of think it's a good thing in a way, because MySpace, when it started, was very, like, it was about music and, you know, it was bands collaborating and talking to each other. And just I kind of like that maybe it'll now go back to that.
Mm. Okay. Well, I still have my music MySpace, so it's just, collecting dust. Anyway, Twitter's number 14. They're predicting 18 million users by the end of this year.
Oh.
And one of our favourite, well, new favourite for me, social networking / blogging site Tumblr, that we talked about last week, Jade.
Yes.
Ranked number 240 in the world.
It's 152 in Australia, though. That's interesting. Yeah. It's like higher ranked.
Well, maybe we're also, I mean, maybe
we must
our
be
list
pushing
of,
it up.
Yeah, well, maybe also when it comes to other countries, I don't know, we visit less sites.
And Tumblr is currently experiencing the Different Strokes bump, right?
I know. We have a magic touch to us, Jade.
Yeah.
Because I swear, Mumford & Sons, the band, climbed up one position on iTunes after our show.
And it was interesting that, like, after we did that segment on Mumford & Sons, I actually came in to Joy and the music team was having a discussion and they were like, oh, they were talking about Mumford & Sons and they were like, oh, yeah, I heard that, you know, you guys played them on your show last week.
We are somebody.
Yeah.
Not quite. Okay, in any case, I'm sure you want to know that the Australian websites and how we're sitting there. Mm-hmm. News.com.au is the number 11th most visited site in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Morning Herald is number 13. And The Age, all the way down at number 24 for news site. That's not good at all. But in any case, that's, our best of 2009?
Mm.
What was your website? I mean, was it Twitter?
It probably would be Twitter or you know what else I really like? I'm a huge fan of Firefox and all of their like little toolbars.
Oh my God, geek.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's
cool. Toolbars.
Yeah, widgets. Yeah, so I'm going to like download all of the, you know, oh, here's my StumbleUpon's a great thing to get involved with. So I'm a StumbleUpon, you know, toolbar, and here's my toolbar that tells me, you know, I'll play my iTunes through there as well, and I've got this happening, and you know, all
it just clogs up your page like a CNN news report.
Oh, I just
it's
love
just
it.
Too much going on.
I know. I go too far, and like I want everything. That's just the way I
am. On that one page.
Yes.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac,
the best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Okay, so music. We've been playing our songs of, well, some of our songs of the year during the show. But do you want to cover off our songs first, Dave?
No, I mean, I want to do the albums first.
All right, let's do the albums
first. I'll do my albums, my top five albums of 2009.
Yep.
Okay, because I've gone through the trouble of ranking them.
Oh, God.
I know, because, this really is starting to sound like a chart show now.
Yep.
So, starting at number five.
Yep.
Album of 2009 for me is Eric Hassell's debut album, Hassell.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is, God, I wish I could have had the chance to interview her. Our planets just didn't line up.
Oh, Annie.
Yeah. Number four album of the year for me is Annie, Don't Stop. It's just taken ages for her to put out the album. I'm just so gutted. In any case, number three album of the year is Vivi Brown, Traveling Like the Light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new act as well that's come out in 2009. Number two album of the year. Now, this one's a bit of a late entry. Only came out in stores a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Shakira, She-Wolf. And number one album of the year for me is Utada, This Is The One.
Aww.
I feel like 2009 for me has been about so many different Asian pop artists. Mm-hmm. It's like the year I reconnected with my roots, except listening to English songs by Asian artists. So not going as far as listening to Cantonese music or anything like that. I listen to some J-pop and Korean pop, but I much prefer their English songs that I can understand.
No.
Although music knows no language barriers.
No, it doesn't.
No. So let's hear your songs or albums of 2009, Jade.
Okay, my albums of 2009. I've pulled songs directly off these albums. But I've got Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Sainthood, Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, okay. Yep, mm-hmm. The new one that we just heard before, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two Sons, Bat for Lashes. I've got Grizzly Bear... Vicetimus is how we're going to stick to how we're going to say it.
I don't even think that's how it's said.
Well, Danvo of The Fool and the Opera and I conferred and we've decided that's what we're going with. the last one I went with is Temper Trap Conditions. Now, interestingly, those last two are both debut albums.
So what does that say about, I mean, often the first album is your best, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I don't know why that is, but usually the second albums suck a little.
Well, it's because you've been writing, you know, all of these songs your whole life in preparation for this one, you know, this first album.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you go ahead and, you know, put everything into it. Whereas with the second album, I mean, if it's popular, I think you end up having, put pressure on yourself. And
you don't know whether to make it like the first album so people would like it, or whether if you do that, people go, gee, you're not being original anymore. We've heard that sound already.
Mm.
So you really can't win with the second album, can you? I'll go with my songs of 2009 now. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Oh, gee, Annie is on both lists. Number five, Annie, Songs Remind Me of You.
Mm-hmm.
Very melancholy. You see, I'm a big fan of ballads, and I guess not a lot of people that listen to Different Strokes know this because I like to kind of keep it up tempo.
Yeah.
But I do like big ballads.
He likes to balance me to the extreme.
Yeah, you know, I try. Premise of the show. But I like dance ballads as well. So really sad, kind of heartbreak ballads or survivor ballads, but with a really driving dance beat.
Survivor, the playlist, is your favorite playlist.
Yeah? It is my favorite playlist because when I'm pissed off after work, I listen to a Survivor playlist, you know. When I feel like throwing in the towel, I listen to a Survivor playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Annie's Songs Remind Me of You is just a great dance ballad, I guess. Number four, another Asian pop artist,
mm-hmm.
BoA. Energetic.
Oh, we've played that, haven't we?
Oh, we've played a couple of BoA tracks, yeah. So that's me reconnecting with Asian pop artists. Love Letter to Japan. Not an Asian group, but it's got Japan in there.
Yeah.
And it's by The Bird and the Bee,
yeah.
Which we played early on in the night. Come Back to Me by Utada. You know, this could have been Song of the Year if she was an Album of the Year. You know, it's crazy how I like rationale these kind of things in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I try to just make sense of it. So, oh no, she's Album of the Year, can't be Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this, Jade? We start rolling in my Song of the Year.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's got a nice build up to it, I guess.
Does it?
This is my Song of the Year, Freemasons and Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Heartbreak, Make Me a Dancer.
Oh, well, she does say dance a lot. I don't see why you would
It's
not.
A Survivor, you know, something for the Survivor playlist, I guess.
Is that it? Is that all we've got to say about 2009? It just seems there's, like, too much more to do.
Well, do you know the best thing about being 2009 and ending 2009 is that it's the end of a decade.
Yes.
So what you and I will probably have to do,
mm-hmm.
not that it's already been pre-recorded or anything.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a best of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like lists like this.
Yeah.
You know, I like reminiscing a little. And a lot has happened in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to think that, you know, most of my favorite albums are all in this decade, it's just like, wow, that's crazy. Can't believe that.
It would be, I think it would probably be the same for me too. I'd have a few in the later ends of the 90s just because I'm, you know, just that tiny bit older than you are.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, for me, like, it's, you know, key music, like, you know, it's when that kind of age where you start to actually love music.
And, yeah, when you actually discover it. And for me, it was just the last 10 years. Yeah. So, look, I'm going to miss you, Jade. Have a very safe and wonderful holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have you back in January, live in a studio with us. But, of course, our Different Strokes listener wouldn't know any different because the spirit of Jade has been preserved. We've captured it in all its freshness, and we'll unleash some of it next week. Just let you have a whiff of it next week.
Yes, defrost it. It'll be in the microwave.
Yep.
You'll hear the ding. Yeah. It's done.
Ding. One serving of Jade. But we've got a very special interview next week as well, yeah.
Yes, we do. We've actually, next week we're talking to John Richards, who's from the Box Cutters podcast, and you may also know him from the Outland Institute here on Joy, which was on air and is now a Joy podcast program as well.
Yep. And of course, if you want to catch up with us during the week, or if you want to check out podcasts and all that, you can do so as well.
If you go to joy.org.au/differentstrokes, DIFFRENT, different strokes. And we've got a Facebook page as well. And you can catch up with us on Twitter as well. And, you know, I'm not going to be in the middle of nowhere like you are, Dave, when you go away in a couple of weeks' time.
You'll be updating your Twitter?
Of course I will.
I like to totally disappear when I'm on holidays. Yeah, that's the best part. In any case, you've been listening to Jade and Dave here on Different Strokes.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.